The Sportscast, October 5th, 2020 AD. If you haven't yet, please subscribe at all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on radio format and visit us on thesportscast.net. Also on Twitter at thesportscast1. This episode is brought to you by Insta Bible App. You could get the Insta Bible App on the iOS App Store. The NFL shuffle had to happen this past week, but the NFL carries on. Patriots and Chiefs were moved till tonight, so there will be a doubleheader tonight, one at 7, and the other one will be at 9 o'clock, so looking forward to that, Falcons and Packers. And joining us all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, during his lunch break, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me back.
Joe, it's been one heck of a weekend. So far, just one team got affected by COVID-19. Hopefully, that'll be it. But what were your first thoughts when you heard the news last week?
It's crazy. I guess it was inevitable. Everything was going fine. Nobody was testing positive, and then all of a sudden, it just hit, and the Titans got more and more players testing positive, and they decided to postpone it till Monday or Tuesday. Then they said they'll postpone it later in the season. So, which sounds like was the right call, because more and more players tested positive. So we are, I guess that's the reality of this season. And, you know, maybe teams will take it seriously now. Maybe they'll nip it in the bud and there won't be any more problems, but let's hope.
Yeah. The NBA and the NFLPA are investigating what happened at the Tennessee facilities, and of course they saw some errors, but hopefully they'll take some seriousness after that. This morning, the whole team, well, not the whole team, but this morning there were negative tests, so no new positives so far. So far the Buffalo game is still on.
Yeah, hopefully this is it. You know, also good news with the Patriots, so hopefully this is it. Hopefully there won't be any more interruptions, because things could get pretty dicey if there are more infections and things. You know, not a lot of flexibility in the schedules.
There isn't, but they're thinking about adding an 18th week.
That's probably a good idea. There should have been extra bye weeks put into the schedule already to compensate for postponed games and things like that. So if they want to add a week at the end, makes sense.
Pretty chaotic week so far, but this part of the Sportscast is not chaotic, because we're going to go over week 4 NFL recap. Let's begin. Vikings-Texans. Mr. Dalvin Cook rushed for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns on 27 carries, and Adam Thielen had 8 catches for 114 yards and a touchdown in a narrow win to snap the Vikings' winless streak. The Texans moved to 0-4 despite Deshaun Watson throwing for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. Which team benefited in this game, Joe?
We have a battle of winless teams, and really, this is almost an elimination game. You know, what team is going to make the playoffs after going 0-4? It's darn near impossible. So it was a must-win game for both teams, and the Vikings were able to come ahead, but boy, I don't know what's going on with the Texans. If it was me, I'd fire O'Brien.
Joe, it's a tough schedule, man. They had the Ravens. They had the Chiefs. Give them a break. And Buffalo, maybe?
That's true. Whoever made the schedule for the Texans, boy, they really did not like them. They basically had, like, three top teams and then the Vikings. But still, nobody said you had to trade DeAndre Hopkins. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for Bill O'Brien there.
The Carolina Panthers defeated a surprise win against the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals, who are on paper the best team in the NFC West, were defeated by Terry Bridgewater, who had 276 passing yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. Kyler Murray had 3 touchdown passes, but 133 passing yards on 24 completions. The lack of production resulted in Carolina's second victory of the season. Terry Bridgewater beating the Cardinals, Joe?
Good for him. He had his first rushing touchdown since that horrible knee injury and knee surgery. So, you know, the knock on Teddy Bridgewater is he's a system quarterback. He is he's just a game manager. I think he's a little more than that. And he's one of those players that's just he's just a winner. So good for them. Also, Mike Davis of the Panthers filling in for CMC, doing a good job. 16 rushes, 84 yards and a touchdown.
Something definitely look like NFC South is kind of shaping up, but we'll bring out Buccaneers, not Patriots, coming up. Ravens defeated Washington 31-17. Ravens needed that comeback win after that huge loss against Kansas City, Joe.
Ravens doing what they do. They were strong with the run. Lamar Jackson also had some nice passing. Mark Andrews, 3 receptions, 2 touchdowns. Talk about efficiency. But just shout out to Ron Rivera. You know, the guy is fighting cancer. And what they did was they had a section of cutouts of pictures of his family and friends. I thought that was very sweet.
Lamar Jackson, biggest highlight of the day, maybe SportsCenter's top 10. It's definitely in the SportsCast top 10, that long rushing touchdown. What he's definitely known. We'll see what this Ravens team is all about. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Chargers 30-31. It was Brady versus Herbert. Herbert was 2 years old when Brady won his first championship Super Bowl. Joe?
This might have been the matchup of the biggest gap in years between quarterbacks. Tom Brady and Justin Herbert. So and Herbert, he held his own. The dude is legit. Sorry, Tyrod Taylor, you're not starting anymore. Herbert's the man.
I was afraid, I mean, like with rookie quarterbacks, but not bad. Tom Brady passed Warren Moon's record as the oldest player with 5 passing touchdowns in a single game, Joe. You can't beat that.
The rumors of Tom Brady being too old have been greatly exaggerated. The dude is balling. He's making all kinds of throws. He's throwing deep. He is far from done.
Some people say he looks at he actually looks 33. The Seahawks beat the Dolphins 31-23. Russell Wilson threw 2 more touchdowns to reach 16 on the year, tying Peyton Manning for the most through 4 games. Bills, the Seahawks, easy game for the Dolphins, wasn't it?
Dolphins hung in there. They kept it close. So, you know, gotta credit them. Seahawks looking amazing right now. I'd say one of the top 5 teams in the NFL. DK Metcalf, 4 receptions, 106 yards. I was so wrong about him. This is why I will never be an NFL GM. I said DK Metcalf was going to be a bust. He's just a workout warrior, and I was so wrong. He is legit. He is the man.
Metcalf over Lockett, right? Is that your pick right now?
Oh, totally.
Anyways, MVP Russell Wilson. Is that what we're seeing here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's looking amazing so far.
Russell Wilson, definitely a consistent quarterback. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks. The Saints comeback win against the Lions, 35-29. They were down most of their starters, no Michael Thomas, but overcame it with a victory over the Lions. Latavius Murray had 2 rushing touchdowns, and Traquan Smith had 2 touchdowns, catches in the win. A win in the dome for the Saints.
This was a must-win game for the Saints. They couldn't go 1-3. The Lions are a mess. That's another coach that needs to be fired. Patricia, oof. Just go, dude. Latavius Murray had a big game, which was interesting. But how long can you keep going with Matt Patricia? Like, what's going on here, dude?
No bias against the Patriots, right?
Yeah. Lots of bias against the Patriots. But anyway, regardless of where he came from, Patricia just sucks and he needs to be fired. I want to fire everybody today.
Yeah, you do. Don't fire me, though, because I have to run the show.
You're hired.
Perfect. Browns defeated the Cowboys 49-38. This was a matchup. The Browns are clicking, Joe. Are they clicking? Is this the real deal?
Goodness, what is going on with the Browns? This is another one I was totally wrong about. The Browns offense looked amazing. They're doing it on the ground. Their offensive line, 300 plus yards rushing. That is amazing. Baker Mayfield didn't do much, but he didn't have to do much. They have a strong rushing attack, although they just lost Nick Chubb. That could be huge.
6 weeks.
But, yeah, and OBJ just looking amazing. So maybe the Browns were legit, or maybe the Cowboys' defense just sucks.
Dak Prescott passed Kurt Warner's record for the most passing yards through four games in NFL history. Hey, a little positive for the Cowboys, right?
The Cowboys' offense is looking amazing, but they are for a onside kick in a crazy game against the Falcons from being 0-4. Their defense is letting them down big time. Mike Nolan, the defensive coordinator, he's another one that needs to be fired. It is not working for him. The Cowboys are way too talented, especially on defense, to be looking that bad.
And should Jarvis Landry become a quarterback? Because that fake trickery pass to OBJ was amazing.
It was beautiful.
We'll see what happens. The Bengals defeated the Jaguars 33-25. Joe Burrow got his first win and also became the first rookie in NFL history to throw 300-plus yards in three straight games. The dividends are paying, Joe.
They figured out maybe if we don't have him passing so much, and yes, he did have a good passing game, maybe they figured, hey, let's run it a little bit so our young quarterback doesn't get destroyed all the time. He is getting hit all over the place. Joe Mixon, big game, 25 rushes, 151 yards, three touchdowns overall. The Bengals aren't going to do anything, but man, they're entertaining.
The Bills, the Buffalo Bills are 4-0 by defeating the Raiders 30-23. Great stadium, but no fans. The Bills remain undefeated with a close victory over the Raiders. Josh Allen had two touchdown passes and 288 passing yards. Another MVP prospect.
Are the Bills a Super Bowl contender? Mm. Are they legit? My goodness. Who would have thought Josh Allen would be this good? Yeah, we're talking possible MVP contender. You know who he reminds me of? Brett Favre. But he takes chances, and maybe he takes too many chances. That Bills defense is good. You don't have to go crazy, dude, especially since he almost got hurt.
And which they're saying it could be a Bills and Chiefs AFC championship game. Can you see that?
I can totally see that. I think right now the top three teams in the AFC are the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Ravens. Sorry, Steelers. They're on the outside looking in. But
honorable mention, fourth place.
Honorable mention, yeah. close fourth. But I'm just shocked about the Bills. I mean, you know, we knew their defense was good, but God, Stephon Diggs, best offseason acquisition by a mile.
And, of course, something we'll definitely keep looking at. Colts and Bears. This game was moved towards the 4 o'clock window when the KC and New England game was postponed. But the Colts, with quarterback Phil Rivers, defeated the Bears 19-11. I thought the Bears would be different with Nick Foles, but it feels like it's didn't do well with the Colts.
Maybe the problem isn't the quarterback. Maybe it's something else.
I agree.
Foles did not look good. Phil Rivers is another surprise. I thought he was past his prime. I thought he was done. But, hey, the Colts are winning. Good for them.
Another low-key matchup. Rams defeated the New York Giants 17-9. The Rams were the only team that decided to play offense at SoFi Stadium on Sunday. Were you able to watch that game? I think I turned it off.
I saw a little bit of it. It's amazing that the Giants were still in it. They were trailing 10-9 in the fourth quarter, and they almost tied it up. They were driving late in the game, but an interception killed that deep in Rams territory. There was a play. This is crazy. The Giants ran a pass play where all of the wide receivers thought it was a running play, so they run blocked. Not one wide receiver went out on a pass play.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyways, let's go on to the next game. Eagles 49ers 25-20. Carson Wentz, is he back?
No. the 49ers are in trouble. They're still reeling from a lot of injuries. And the defense of the Eagles really bailed them out here. It's... Wentz looked a little bit better, but the Eagles are still bad. Although I think the NFC East is so bad, I think they're atop the division with a 1-2-1 record. I can't wait. Next week, the Eagles play the Steelers. Steelers are going to destroy them.
And guess what? With that win, with the record is 1 win, 2 losses, and 1 tie, they're first place in the NFC East, Joe.
Sad. Pathetic. One of those lousy teams from that lousy division is going to host a playoff game, and that's pathetic.
I can't believe it either. But as of right now, who will win the NFC East?
Oh, boy. I have to think that the Cowboys are going to pull it together.
I think
but
so,
I think man. I think it's going to be one of those divisions where it's just going to be like the winner's going to be 8-8 or 9-7 or something like that. It's probably going to be a race between the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Giants are a mess. They lost Barkley, and Washington is they're a big mess too. Another thing about Washington is Haskins is probably going to be not the starter anymore because he's not Rivera's guy. He was on a short leash. He'll be gone.
Yeah, fire definitely. Everybody. Yeah, exactly. His starting position is in disarray. A question from the comments: should the Eagles start Jalen Hurts yet?
No, but I like what they were doing with Jalen Hurts. They did have him in some plays, and he was looking interesting. But I mean, Wentz is your guy. If you can't get it done with Wentz, he can't figure it out. The Eagles are in big trouble. If they need to put Jalen Hurts in there. That does not speak well of the Eagles, but let Jalen Hurts do some, like, you know, special packages and stuff like that, trick plays, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, big question mark there. Of course, Wentz, I mean, if he could get it going a little bit more, he could definitely, you know, keep that position and whatnot. Let's look at the NFL standings. The Bills are in first place. Then the Patriots, who play tonight against Kansas City, the Dolphins and the Jets. Jets are 0-4. Think the Jets are going to tank for Trevor Lawrence?
The Jets are going to tank for Trevor. They'll get Trevor. Then they will trade Sam Darnold to the Steelers. Sam Darnold will be the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger, and we'll all live happily ever after. The end.
Yes, the end. And AFC North Steelers are still up top. They're undefeated. Ravens 3-1. Browns 3-1. Bengals 1-2-1. The Browns team has become a force for the AFC North, so it's not going to be easy for the Steelers yet.
We'll see if the Browns are... But I mean, good for them. You won three games. You know, with the Browns, you never know. Another thing about the Browns is Myles Garrett is playing some amazing ball. He might be a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year.
Definitely a candidate candidate for that. For AFC South, of course, the Titans, Colts, Jaguars, and the Texans. It feels like the Jaguars are not on a good position, but it could be a Titans or Colts conference division.
See.
You know,
we'll see how long the Colts can hold on. I mean, the Titans are looking really good. You know, we were robbed of that. I think Titans and Steelers this weekend would have been a great matchup, but they'll play later on. So we'll see. I'm excited about the Jaguars. I don't think they're going to win much, but they're not as pathetic as we thought they would be.
AFC South, of course, Chiefs, Raiders, and Chargers, and Broncos. It looks like the Raiders might take that second place in the AFC West. NFC East, as we spoke before, it could be Cowboys and Eagles winning this division. NFC North, it feels like it's going to be a Packers division, even though the Bears are 3-1, but it seems like it's like a Packers division this year.
Packers are going to run away with it. They're in the top five of teams right now in the NFL. They are looking great. You know, Vikings are a huge disappointment. And the Lions, as I said, fire their stupid coach. And the Bears it's misleading that they're 3-1.
Exactly. And the NFC South, I don't know about you, but the Buccaneers are gelling early. Are they going to maintain that first place?
Yeah, I think they're figuring it out. I think they're figuring it out. With Tom Brady is working out with the Bucs, and they're just going to get better as they learn to gel and work things out. So the Saints got to keep up. I think it's going to be a big two-way race between the Bucs and the Saints, and it's going to be good.
You know, it's funny because, I forgot about Cameron Brait, which he's a tight end for the Buccaneers. And you know, like Buccaneers has, like, you know, four or five tight ends. But he scored yesterday. Good to see him.
Yeah, and I believe they lost O.J. Howard, which is a little bit of a loss. He's been a little bit disappointing, but still, I mean, they have a lot of tight ends on that team.
Yeah, definitely a lot of weapons in that team. And, of course, Fournette is out as well, I think, for a few weeks. I don't think he's out that long.
Yeah, we'll see. A lot of weapons on that team. That if they could get everybody healthy, especially Chris Godwin, who was out this week with a concussion, and Evan. So we haven't seen the Bucks at full power yet. So imagine what Tom Brady's going to be like with all of his weapons at full power.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be something.
Plus a great defense. So he has a full squad there. So definitely looking good for the Buccaneers. Of course, NFC South, the tightest conference, I believe. Seahawks 4-0, Rams 3-1, 49ers 2-2, Cardinals 2-2. It's going to be raced to the end.
Tell you what, you're right. I think this is the toughest division in football. Cardinals, not sure if they're legit or not, but, you know, the Cardinals being the quote-unquote worst team in the division, that means that's a very strong division. Seahawks looking amazing, Rams trying to keep up, and the 49ers are good too if they could get healthy. So, yes, very tough division.
Definitely the NFL is shaping up. Hopefully no more cases of COVID, so things could be a healthy schedule, continual schedule, and hopefully Tennessee will get their things together, and we'll see how the Patriots do, which this is our next segment of the show. Predictions. There is a doubleheader, Monday Night Football. Yes, we see some doubleheaders usually at the beginning of the season, but tonight is definitely within the season. Patriots at Chiefs. No Cam Newton, Joe, but what do you think is going to happen?
It's a shame. I would have liked to have seen what the Patriots would have done with Cam Newton. I think that's also a fascinating story. I think he's doing very well with the Patriots. So, I mean, it's going to be an easy win for the Chiefs without Cam. Right now the Patriots are also in the talk for at least top 10 in the NFL.
Easily. And I think Brian Hoyer's starting tonight.
Oh, God. I'm running to contact my bookie right now.
So give us a score for tonight. Patriots at Chiefs.
50-22, Chiefs.
Wow. That's not even close, Joe. Is it because of Cam?
Yeah.
I agree.
I think the Chiefs would have still won with Cam. I think it would have been an interesting game of maybe like 37-24 or something like that. But without Cam, the Patriots have no chance.
Yeah, Belichick will be tested. We'll see how it goes. He for sure has some tricks up his sleeve. The later game at 8:50 p.m., the Falcons at the Packers. Falcons are 0-3. They've led in all those three games but lost that lead. Do you think this might be a break for the Falcons tonight, or it's just too hard to win it when up in Green Bay?
When you're 0-3, your season is on the line, like I said with Texans versus Vikings. So the Falcons might play – they might have that cornered, wounded animal thing where they play the game of their lives. So it's possible that they could get an upset. But – and I know home field advantage is not that big of a deal this year.
True. I forgot about that.
Still, yeah. The Packers are in the talk for one of the best teams in the league right now. So, I mean, it's going to be extremely hard for the Falcons. I think this is how it's going to go down. I think the Falcons will have like a 21-25 point lead at some point in the game, and then the Packers are just going to run away with it because that's what the Falcons do. The Falcons got a Falcon.
That's a good one. And I do agree with Joe. There's no home field advantage. No, if they were playing in Green Bay in December, then for sure, you know, we'll say the Packers, which I still think they won tonight. The Packers are looking good under the Matt LaFleur system. And a team who did not play this weekend are the Steelers. I know Steelers were supposed to play the Titans, I believe, but obviously with the situation with Tennessee. But what are the Steeler fans saying not playing this weekend, Joe?
They're upset because basically what happened was the Steelers were supposed to have a bye week on week 7, but now it's been moved to this week, week 4. So fans are complaining that that is too early of a bye week. They didn't really need one now. They're going to have to play 13 straight games. When Mike Tomlin was asked about it, he said, "We do not care." And he was very emphatic about that. So there have been other times in the past, in past seasons, where the Steelers have had early buys, and they just came out just fine. So fans might complain, maybe the players might privately complain, but it's not going to affect the team at all.
But one light side, it'll give more time for James Conner to heal if he has any injuries.
He always seems to have something, so yeah, it'll help him heal whatever he has.
One more prediction I forgot to say: Lakers versus Heat, Game 4 last night. The Heat beat the Lakers. Now the series is at 2-1. Do you think the Lakers will have a chance? I mean, will the Heat have a chance to tie up the series tomorrow?
I'm old. Michael Jordan is one of my favorite athletes of all time. So when you have the Jordan versus LeBron debate, I am on the Jordan side. So I'm rooting against LeBron. So go Heat.
Let's go Heat. And of course, you could actually go to our Twitter, because we'll be live tweeting that game tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. Heat had a great game. And, of course, it's Butler versus LeBron, so we'll see how things going. Joe, what is the best way to reach you to debate what's the best sandwich at Permanti's?
There are no wrong answers at best sandwich at Permanti's. If you are ever in the area near Permanti's, you got to go. It is a giant sandwich filled with coleslaw and fries and tomatoes. Whatever the rest of the sandwich is, it's almost irrelevant. It is an experience. Everybody must experience a Permanti sandwich at least once in their life. So come to the Pittsburgh area. There's other locations, but go to Permanti's. It is an experience, and it is worth your time.
Were you able to catch like the Barstool guy, Portnoy, going to Permanti's and rating it? That video?
I missed that. I saw that he was just around here checking out some pizza places. I didn't know he checked out Permanti's.
He did. I will send you the video. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Every time he comes around, he mentions that the Patriots keep beating the Steelers. And, I mean, it's hard to argue against facts, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course, that rivalry in the AFC, Pittsburgh and New England. New England has so many rivalries, just like the New York Knicks back in the 90s, but definitely a good one. But, of course, the Steelers are looking good at 3-0. You can't beat it. And, Joe, what is your Twitter handle so people can talk to you?
I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. Please follow me. Yes, I am annoying. Yes, I tweet too much, but occasionally I post pretty good stuff. I'm basically retweets plus memes and also song lyrics and whatever stupid things I come up with in my brain. It's basically a diary, but I occasionally post good stuff.
Joey, definitely a great Twitter account and a great friend of the Sportscast. You can reach us at thesportscast@thesportscast.net or on Twitter @thesportscast1, because we also tweet some interesting stuff besides sports. And you could definitely go check out our Twitter, because we have a lot of live tweets throughout the weekend through any important live games. We usually assign to our contributors some important games to live tweet and things like that. This Tuesday, tomorrow night, the Riley and Constant show, couple guests, full big show, Alabama legends Antonio Langham and George Teach, which is his second time at the Sportscast, along with comedian icon Steve Brown. So check it out tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern on Periscope at the Sportscast 1, and definitely have some good laughs. Marvin Constant, I can't wait to hear his commentary of Alabama's game against Texas A&M. It was not the best, even though they won 52-14 or 52-21, whatever. Marvin always has some good instincts and good highlights of what should Alabama done. Of course, I would predict he would say, well, Alabama didn't play all four quarters. I'll bet you that, you know, maybe a couple of dollars, not 20. Anyways, Joe, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Anytime, man. Always a blast.